You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. And today is the day that, we say goodbye to the month of February. Yes, it is. It's the 28th of February today. It is Tuesday, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3. Of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Time right now, 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you and getting you to work, hopefully, in a good frame of mind. Until 10 o'clock this morning. Right, let's take a look and see. We've got a birthday here, which is a rather special one, really, in the world of entertainment. This is Vincente Minnelli, born in 1903 on the 28th of February. American stage and film director, though widely known for directing musicals. An American in Paris is one of them, Brigadoon, Kismet and Gigi. And he also helmed comedies and melodramas as well, including Madame Bovary and Father of the Bride. Now, he was married to Judy Garland. This was from 1945 until 1951. And yes, you've got it. They are the parents of Liza Minnelli.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Good evening. This is the Intergalactic Operator. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to reach Flight Commander P.R. Johnson on Mars Flight 247.
Very well. Hold on, please. You're through.
Thank you, Operator.
Hi, darling. How you doing? Hey, baby. Were you sleeping? Oh, I'm sorry.
The best place to be in the mornings.
I'm not gonna leave the best for last, 'cause you and me is easy.
There we go. That's the song, comes from Atlo and is called You and Me, featuring Jordan Lane on there. Keep an eye on the time. We're just making our way to 10 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the first one this morning, that was the Ra Band. It's called Clouds Across the Moon. It was written by Richard Anthony Hewson and released as a single. This was in March of 1985 on his with his studio group, the Ra Band's album, Mystery. Where it was. That's it. The single reached the top 10 of the singles charts in the UK, Netherlands, and in Sweden. In an interview, apparently, with Smash Hits on the 8th of May 1985, Richard Anthony Hewson said that the song took place in the future, where there was a 100-year-long war on Mars. Don't have to go that far. In regards to the phone call featured in the song, Hewson said it was much more difficult to make these calls since British Telecom was privatised. Houston also mentioned that the phone call cost about £5,640,040. And it's been suggested the song's reference to Flight 247 was included to garner airplay from BBC Radio 1 because they used to broadcast on the wavelength 247 metres. That was on the medium wavelength, would you believe it? However, that's fairly unlikely because they stopped using that about 7 years before. Right, time to squeeze in Celine Dion.
We are
That's it. As I mentioned, Celine Dion there. That was called Unison. Now, time on the breakfast. Tell you what, we're exactly a bit efficient. We're a bit efficient this morning. We're exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Right, what do we got for you? Let's get you in. We've got a birthday shower for you this morning. Johnny Iris, born on this day. In 1943, American rock musician who was a member of the funk rock band Wild Cherry. This was joined in the 1970s, but only joined after the group had a number one hit with Play That Funky Music. There you go, that's it. Play That Funky Music, as I mentioned, Wild Cherry there. And it was first released by the Sweet City record label. How'd you get? That was in April 1976, distributed by Epic Records as well. The performers on the recording included lead singer Parisi, electric guitarist Brian Bassett, bassist Alan Wentz, and drummer Ron Bale, and the season players Chuck Bergnick and Jack Brindell were also on there as well. Right, that was Wild Cherry. Now, let's see, what have we got lined up for this morning? Got a guest in the last hour going to be joining us on the computer over Zoom. Tell you about that a little bit later on. Of course, all our usual bits and pieces. 7:30, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines and business news for this Tuesday morning. Top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, we'll look at some of the local news for you as well. And as always, plenty of great music taking you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. We'll be right back. And that is Police, of course, and Wrapped Around Your Finger. If you are keeping eye on the time, 24 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Right, let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou this morning, but it's bright and early. Always nice to know you're all out there. And going over to Athens in Greece, yes? Renee's up and about. She says, good morning, happy Tuesday. Nothing exciting here. Slicing and dicing peppers, onions, garlic, ginger, and broccolini. Broccolini? Is that broccoli but small? This is for a char siu glaze. And, oh yes, with a drizzle of char siu glaze. And you also play a piece of music, because obviously you're standing here in the kitchen and looking out the looking out your back window. That's what you asked us if we could play. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Looking out my back door.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Toot, toot, toot. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. Wondrous apparition divided by magician.
Go, yes, there's Renee looking out of her back door. It's Cleveland's Clearwater Revival for Renee this morning. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're just a couple of minutes away from the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a look in just a minute or so at some of the international headlines for this morning, as well as, well, some of the international business headlines as well. So here we go then.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Sip, Alberto Castiglia, and J.P. Sauls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And welcome back. It is just coming up for 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock and taking a look at some of the the international news right now, and some business news as well. Russian forces on Tuesday stepped up their weeks-long drive to encircle the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, where the commander of Ukraine's ground forces described the situation as extremely tense. Russian forces, including mercenary fighters from the Wagner Group, are trying to cut the Ukrainian defenders' supply lines to the city, the scene of some of the war's bloodiest battles, and force them to surrender or withdraw. Russia's defense ministry said that it had carried out air defense drills involving interceptor jets after St. Petersburg Pulkovo Airport was forced to suspend all flights on Tuesday for an hour. The government of Russia's second city announced the closure of its Telegram channel, without providing any reason for the suspension, as unconfirmed media reports said an unidentified object such as a drone had been spotted in the area. The United States asked Mexico's government to extradite Ovidio Guzman, son of jailed drug boss Joaquim El Chapo Guzman, so that he can face criminal charges in a U.S. court, two Mexican government sources told Reuters on Monday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un urged government officials to engineer a fundamental transformation in agricultural production, state media reported on Tuesday. This was amid fears that the country's food shortage is worsening. Two Iranian warships docked in Rio de Janeiro on Sunday after Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's government granted permission despite pressure from the United States to bar them. The IRIS Makran and the IRS Dena warships both arrived on Sunday morning, Rio's port authority said in a statement. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a bill that takes control of a special tax district surrounding Walt Disney World that for half a century allowed Walt Disney Co. to operate with a high degree of autonomy. The corporate kingdom finally comes to an end, DeSantis said during a press event at Lake Buena Vista near Orlando. State Republicans last year targeted Disney after it publicly clashed with DeSantis, who is widely considered to be running for president in 2024. This was over a law that restricts classroom instruction of gender and sexual orientation, known by its opponents as the Don't Say Gay measure. The White House on Monday gave government agencies 30 days to ensure they do not have Chinese-owned app TikTok on federal devices and systems. And this is in a bid to keep U.S. data safe. All federal agencies must eliminate TikTok from phones and systems and prohibit internet traffic from reaching the company. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalandra Young told agencies in a guidance memorandum seen by Reuters. Mexico and Tesla Inc. are close to announcing a deal on the electric vehicle maker's plans to invest in Mexico. This was after President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and Tesla chief executive Elon Musk spoke on Monday, according to Mexican officials. López Obrador earlier revealed that he would be talking to the owner of Tesla, which officials confirmed meant Elon Musk. Global equities slipped and bond yields hit multi-year highs on Tuesday after consumer prices hit a record in France and accelerated in Spain, adding to expectations that major central banks will need to continue tightening policy. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index dropped 0.4%, although is still on track for a 1.7% gain this month, its fourth positive month in five. MSCI's All World Index of global shares fell 0.1%, close to its lowest in almost 7 weeks, reached on Friday. The index was set to end the month down almost 3%, erasing some of the gains from January, when share markets had risen on expectations that major central banks were close to the end of their tightening cycle. Oil prices rose on Tuesday, easing the previous session's losses as hopes for a solid economic rebound in China offset worries about further US interest rate hikes, dragging on consumption in the world's biggest economy. Brent crude futures for April, due to expire on Tuesday, were up 87 cents or 1.1% to $83.32 a barrel by 10:59 GMT today. The more active May contract rose at $1.09 or 1.3% to $83.13 a barrel. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures gained $1.18 or 1.6% to $76.89 a barrel. So there we go. That's it. There's a look. That's some of the international news and some of the business news for this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Two in a row. We started off with Pet Shop Boys in Suburbia. Suburbia was what it was called. And this last one, Orchestra Maneuvers in the Dark, OMD. And that says Sister Mary Says is what it's called. And we are just making our way to 16 minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning, very good Tuesday morning to Ashley. Good morning to you. Says good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners today and worldwide. Have a wonderful Tuesday. And you asked if we could play Bob Marley and Three Little Birds.
About it.
There we go. Yes, Bob Marley and the Wailers there and Three Little Birds. So, well, Ashley, this morning, nice to hear from you. Good to know you're out there. It's nice to know anybody's out there, really. Right, I tell you what, I was just looking, because we mentioned it in the news, didn't we, at the bottom of the hour, about taking TikTok off of various devices. Well, you know, China's accused the United States of overreacting after federal employees were ordered to remove the video app TikTok from government-issued phones. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If it's a government phone, it's up to them what you can and what you can't have on it. You wouldn't have TikTok on there anyway, I wouldn't have thought. Well, on Monday, the White House gave government agencies 30 days to ensure that employees did not have the Chinese-owned app on federal devices. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry accused the U.S. of abusing state power to suppress foreign firms. That's pretty good coming from over there, really, isn't it? We firmly oppose those wrong actions, spokeswoman Mao Ning told reporters during a news briefing on Tuesday. The thing is, what I heard also, by the way, Canada's doing the same thing. But what I heard is apparently, yes, they're harvesting all the information from the users that have TikTok, but apparently there is a way that they can harvest information from people that don't have TikTok. Which is all rather strange, isn't it? 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is Firehouse. Love of a Lifetime.
Yeah.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Sip, Albert Castiglia, and J.P. Sauls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Girl.
And there we go. We started off there with the Poor Boy Blues from Chet Atkins, Mark Knopfler as well, and followed on, last but not least, there, that was Do It Again from the Beach Boys. And that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Sip, Albert Castiglia, and J.P. Sawls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
and me will set the world on fire.
for a lot of covers of that song. It was originally made by Chris Isaacs back in 1989. That's a version from Tula. The song, of course, is Wicked Game. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 24 and, no, we're not, we're 23 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. The track before that one, by the way, was the Lighthouse Family, and it was called Waterloo Street. Time on the Breakfast Show, I think we're going to see if we can find Ingrid somewhere, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I believe we are done. For the moment, the construction work has completed, and guess who's coming home this morning? Woo-hoo! Yes, indeed, the cook is on her way. She'll be leaving the house shortly in Arrecife and on the road. Hey, all you people who are in traffic, get out of the way. I need the cook home here as soon as possible. Whew, yes, I'd be glad to have her home. She's going to have quite the stories to tell. Well, the yard is looking pretty good. I've got lots of... I harvested tomatoes yesterday, and I harvested some peppers. These little tiny... They're not spicy peppers, but they're little tiny... They're not big peppers. They're just little... They're good little peppers. I'm sure that they're just a volunteer pepper. And I have those in the yard. I've got some more tomatoes in the garden. They're starting to come up, and so are the... What are they called? Eggplants, I think we have. So everything's looking pretty good. I have to water periodically because now that the dry season is here, the wind seems to dry out the sprinklers, so I have to do it very diligently and very specifically, because if you put a sprinkler on with the wind, it's like, what's the point? It just blows away. Chelsea, are you excited? Mommy's coming home, huh? Yeah, she's pretty excited, too. So the workers have cleaned up and gone. Yeah, there's going to be a few things that when the cook gets home, she's going to say, hey, this isn't right. Maybe this needs done. We need a little touch-up paint on the outside where they nicked and dinged a few things. But that's all, you know, that's bound to happen. Chelsea, what are you talking to over there? What? Come talk to Jerry and Yaz and a couple of listeners who might find us enjoyable. Well, anyways, I don't want to bore you with my puppy dog talk, but I sure do love my puppy dog. Oh, my goodness, she's just so full of... piff and vigor. I don't know what else you say. So she likes to play with the cats and play with the cat's toys. Well, there's one cat that she's a little afraid of, and the cat, of course, is smaller than she is. Now that she's weighing 21 pounds, she was 10 when I brought her home. She's 21 now. And so this cat, who probably weighs 8 pounds, scares the living bejesus out of her. All she has to do is look at her funny and give her a little lunge, and that dog, off she runs. Yep. But a kitty cat does that. Tickles me to no end. All right, you guys be safe. I'll let you know if it's any good stories when the cook gets home. And back to you in the studio.
My name's Kid. He'd play afraid that he
there we go, yes, the story of a little dog scared of a pussycat. Running scared, there we are. Roy Orbison. Time on the Breakfast Show is 28 and a half minutes, exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And I tell you what, we've got another birthday born on this day. We're going to go back to the year. We're going to go back to the year 1940. This was Joe South. He was born on this day. American singer-songwriter, of course, guitarist as well, who had three hits in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Don't Make You Want to Go Home, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, and his biggest hit was this one, Games People Play. There we go, yes, that's the Joe South and Games People Play, released in August of 1968. In actual fact, here in the studio, I've got my old radio program of Forces Radio Charger of August of 1968. And to say that's when that was released, although it probably wouldn't have been there at the time I played, because in those days we didn't have things like internet and Wi-Fi and connections. No, they used to send us, in actual fact, they used to send us the new releases. The record companies used to send us out the new releases. And of course, they came out by mail. And so we probably got that in around about 1970. And by the way, the song is a protest song. The lyrics speak against various forms of hatred, hypocrisy, inhumanity, intolerance and irresponsibility in both interpersonal and social interactions between people. Not much has changed, really, has it, since 1968? And Billboard, by the way, favorably reviewed the song some 3 months after its release and 8 weeks before it finally reached the Hot 100. And it was on his debut album, which was called Introspective. And as the single, it reached number 12 on the Hot 100, also number 6 in the United Kingdom. Yes, we rather liked that one over there. Now, that might have been his biggest hit, but it wasn't his biggest success, because his most successful composition, he was a songwriter, obviously, and it wasn't that one. It was this one. Lynn Anderson. I never promised you a rose garden.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talk and you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter.
There we go. That's it to Lynn Anderson there and Rose Garden. And that was, as I say, written by Joe South. And it was, by the way, it was translated into many, many languages. And it got, became a hit in 16 countries. And I tell you what, talking about songs in other languages, here's the Beatles and also Jose Alberto.
Saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die.
stars that shine. Dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die.
That's And I Love Her. Started with the Beatles and finished off there. Very nice version with Jose Alberto. Time on the Breakfast Show to say good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is. All day. I hope. It's a bit early to tell. So how was your day yesterday? You went off to the press conference in the morning.
To the Plaza Bolívar. Very beautiful building in Casco Viejo.
Ah, okay.
And yes, we got some information about this event, our ocean.
It's at the end of this week, I think, isn't it?
Exactly.
A big event, a lot of people coming.
Exactly, Thursday and Friday. Yes, and there's going to be more than 190 countries participating.
Is this going to be the new conference center?
Yes, at the convention center.
Convention center. Oh, cool. Okay.
And also, Mr. John Kerry is going to be here. He's going to arrive tomorrow, so he's going to be here all these days.
Is he coming in to chat with us?
No.
What? No.
Can you imagine? Everybody wants him.
Yeah, but we do. Okay, so it's going to be a good event.
Exactly.
The oceans need as much help as we can give them.
Exactly, they are going to be talking about different topics to protect the oceans and ensure responsible management of the marine resources.
Good.
So that's going to be very,
excellent.
Very important.
Yeah, be a lot of couple. It's mentioned actually in today's news, probably heard that, didn't
you? Exactly.
So, that'll be great. And good to see we're getting some events at the convention centre as well.
Exactly.
I mean, we had the boss in, didn't we? We chatted with him.
Yes.
And they've got a pretty full agenda, haven't they?
Exactly. I guess for the whole year. It's
that's
already
great.
Full.
That's great. That means people come here spend money.
Exactly.
Yes. That's what I like.
Yes.
And I noticed, I've been in Casco a few times, there was a huge, when I went to... Because when we went on Sunday, when we went to see the e-mobility thingy, and there was a big cruise ship in at the terminal.
Oh, yeah.
Very big. So, and you see them all over town. I don't know if I mentioned, you know, when I had this group in the other week, and we had a day planned at the Gamboa Reserve, Gamboa Rainforest Reserve. I got there a bit earlier and went in, and the lobby was full. I thought, oh, my God, no, what's going on? And then I looked, and then there was somebody, one of these little things sticking up in the air, you know, Viking cruises.
Oh, wow.
So luckily they were all leaving. But, it's great to see because, we really do need our tourism back. And I was talking to somebody, now this is one of the 28 people that came here. And he commented to me, without any sort of coaching, about an issue which I'm always complaining about. If you want tourists to come to the city, please fix the friggin' sidewalks, will you?
Exactly.
There's holes in them that you could put a bulldozer in.
Yeah, I was thinking about that on that conference. It's
ridiculous. I mean, it really is. I mean, people like to walk. They don't want to fall down a drain or something in there that's got no cover on it or whatever. They're uneven. There should be ramps at each of the roads so people can get across the, with disabilities. You know, it's ridiculous. It's a shame for us. You know?
Yeah,
do the sidewalks. People come here, they want to walk around. Not much to see, really, in the city. But, but they want to go to the Sintercostera and things like that to have a walk. And then,
exactly.
You know, make the city attractive.
And clean.
And somebody else was commenting, nothing to do with this issue the other day, but how long have they been working in Obarrio of putting the cables underground? How many
and
years?
And that never happens.
How many years has that been going on? And they're still up in the air.
Yeah. I don't see any work right now.
No, no, I think they're finished. But nobody's putting the cable.
Exactly, they just stop it.
Yeah, how do we do that? Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
And they just got the money.
They won't fit because they... because, I mean, actually, what they have to do is they have to put new cabling in and then switch over from the old cabling. And they probably don't have anybody that knows how to do that.
But they just had to build just as Costa del Este is, right?
Yeah.
Or Panama Pacifico.
Yeah, but Costa del Este had an advantage. They were starting from scratch. And they pulled all the cabling in. Now they've got to put
it easier.
You know, I mean, because they can't literally take the cables off the poles and stick them underground. They've got to recable them.
But they said they had the budget to do it here in the city. So where's the money?
Well, that's what we say about everything, isn't it? Where's the money?
Yeah.
You know? So, why isn't it done? I mean, it's literally, I mean, it was going on, must be about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
I have to send them a cable. And you're off today where?
Oh, yes, today I'm going to the Biomuseo.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a press conference about back credomatic. They're going to do something about ecology.
Ah, I think
something
it was
green.
I think it was back that were giving this 4.5% loans, interest on loans for electric cars.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, have a word with them while you're there, yes, all right?
Okay.
All right? Bring me a car back.
Yes, I'll tell you more tomorrow.
All right. All right, well, look, you have a great Tuesday.
Thank you.
And what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is WTW already, middle of the week.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it exciting? I suppose we better finish today first, don't we? All right, yes, have a great day.
Thank you.
All the best. Right, big thanks to, yes, we know, tell you what, another birthday today. Now, this guy is one of what we call a 27. He died at the age of 27. Now, here's a question for you. Who founded the Rolling Stones? It wasn't Mick Jagger, it wasn't Keith Richard. It was Brian Jones. And he was an English, well, he's multi-instrumentalist as well, apart from anything else, and singer, best known as the founder, a rhythm, lead guitarist and original leader of the Rolling Stones. Initially a guitarist, he went on to provide backing vocals as well and played a wide variety of instruments on the Rolling Stones recordings and concerts. Now, after he founded the Rolling Stones, and this was basically a British blues outfit, that was their roots, this was in 1962 and gave the band its name. Jones' fellow band members, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, began to take over the band's musical direction, especially after they became a successful songwriting team. Jones and fellow guitarist Richards also developed a unique style of guitar play that Richards refers to as the ancient art of weaving, in which both players will play rhythm and lead parts together, which became a Rolling Stones trademark. Jones, however, did not get along with the band's manager, a guy called Andrew Lug Oldham, who pushed the band into a musical direction at odds with what Jones' blues background wanted, and he apparently got into many fights with him. Well, he passed away in his swimming pool. This was in his he had a place called Cotchford Farm in East Sussex, and he died by drowning in his swimming pool at his home. And his death, by the way, is referenced in songs by many other pop bands as well. And Pete Townsend and Jim Morrison wrote poems about it. And in 1989, Brian Jones was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Rolling Stones. There we go, yes, Emotional Rescue from the Rolling Stones. And Brian Jones, whose birthday it would have been today, born on this day in 1942. Now, you are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, keeping you entertained as we go right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Do have a guest coming in the last hour, about 9.30 this morning. We're going to be chatting with Sabrina Morillo, and we're going to be talking about, keeping fit with flamenco. Flamenco fit is what it's all about. And Sabrina's got a very interesting story. I'm sure most of you remember that car accident in 2018 when the car fell out of the building, went out of the building. And she was the only survivor of that car accident. And, of course, it's changed her life forever. So she'll be chatting with us and what benefits that she has found she's got from Flamenco Fit. So that's coming up. And also we'll be talking with, Bruno Linares. Yes, right? Bruno Linares, the other one. Okay. So that's in around about 9:30 this morning. We'll be linking up with them and chatting about that. Getting back to the music. This is Johnny Lang. I Am. Go, Mr. Johnny Lang, and I Am. We're about a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. Take us there. We've got Georgie Girl from the Seekers.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you. Hey there, Georgie.
inside. Bring out all the love you hide. And oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. A reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell.
A little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl. There's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide. And oh, what a change there'd be.
There we go, that's it. The Seekers and Georgie Girl, and that's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Bocatti Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Stiff, Albert Castiglia, and J.P. Sauls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Bocatti Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Your dreams are coming.
Absolutely beautiful, isn't it? Justin Hayward together with John Lodge there, and Nights, Winters, Years. Keep an eye on the time. Time on The Breakfast Show is 16 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Joining me probably in around about half an hour's time, we've got Sabrina Morillo, talking to us. And this is about the event coming up, Flamenco Fit. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. Right now, though, Scritti Politti is here.
I'm won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out a tune, and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Well, there we go. Petra and Gordon, A World Without Love. What we need is more love, definitely, don't we? Of course we do. Good morning to Cedric. Cedric asked if I could play a piece of music for him this morning from Mr. Frank Sinatra. Time After Time.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
There we go. Yes, time after time, Frank Sinatra for Cedric this morning. Time to quickly squeeze one more in before we link up with our guests for this morning. That's Sabrina and Bruno Linares and Sabrina Morillo. It's this one. This is for Mary Lou this morning. Asked if we could play this for her. There we go, standing still, all stood still. That was from Mary Lou this morning, 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And it's time for me to say a very good morning. Welcome to the breakfast show to Sabrina Maria. Good morning to you, Sabrina.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for the invite.
It's great to have you with us. Now, I know we've got quite a bit to talk to, but let's just start for our listeners. We're going to be talking about flamenco fit or fit flamenco. Tell us a little bit about that. Give us some grounding on that, Sabrina.
Yeah, sure. It's a great event. That's going to be like a mixture between functional training and mm-hmm. flamenco. Mm-hmm. So the nice thing about this is that you don't have to be an expert neither in flamenco nor in fitness. It's an event for everyone. And we're going to have like four different blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Or a block for arms, a block for core, then another for legs, and it's gonna be a mixture. Like I said, I'm gonna be the one who leads the part for arms, mm-hmm. and it's gonna be on the 5th of March in commemorance of Women's International Day of Women.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be in Atlapa, and everyone's invited. Just it's gonna be a fun day.
All right.
One more. Actually.
Okay, great. Well, so we've just been joined by Bruno Linares. Good morning to you, Bruno.
Hello, good morning.
Hi,
Sabrina. Hi, Jerry.
Great.
Hi.
Nice to see you guys.
Great to have you with us. And Bruno, tell us a bit about your part in this event that's coming up.
Yeah, well, a little bit without trying to spoil, you know, all the surprises that are going to be in the actual event. My work is, it's very directed to energy, to trauma-informed work, to various integral and holistic ways of inner work,
mm-hmm.
Very broad. So I was actually invited to participate in this to kind of explain the different energies and how they coexist with your life,
right.
with your everyday life. And because many of us don't realize what goes on at a deeper level when you exercise, when you go through that effort, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of symbolism in exercising with real life too. And there's a lot of things that regarding energy, regarding concepts of Ayurveda that really ingrain how life is,
mm-hmm.
and the different energies and where we are putting the energy in our everyday life, you know. For example, just to give you a little example, if you are talking about earth, wind, water, or fire,
mm-hmm.
you know, these have in different spectrums, different characteristics of how we can deal with different aspects of our life.
Mm-hmm,
we can,
mm-hmm.
you know, like wind would be like, you know, the ability to be able to dream.
Right.
Earth would be the ability to be able to, you know, to bring all those dreams to what you have to actually do in this life to make it happen,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fire would be a little injecting that passion that you have to kind of give it to everything so that it expands, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Water is the ability to be also adaptable and flexible with life and with things that happen in your life, because things are always going to give you a curveball, and the ability to be able to adapt,
mm-hmm.
It's very important. So I'm going to explain a little bit what all of these goddesses are doing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But they're going to go through a complete experience,
mm-hmm.
but moving and breaking the body to a certain point where they're when you're tired and when you feel like you don't have all that resistance,
mm-hmm.
that comes from all that programming, you know, because you have let your guards down because your body is not now a tool of bringing resistance. Now it's broken. It's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great moment there to bring this conversation, to integrate what you just lived and to tie it down with your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that's in a nutshell what I'm going to do with a couple of more surprises.
All right, wonderful. Now, Sabrina, getting back to you for a minute, because Bruno just mentioned there, you know, being thrown a curveball. Now, if anybody was thrown a curveball, it must have been you. And I mentioned earlier on, because you mentioned it here, you were involved in that tragic accident, was it back in 2018? I'll be perfectly honest with you, having sort of seen it, I'm amazed that anybody survived that, but you did, but it was life-changing for you. How have you been able to deal with this?
I think it's a little bit of what Bruno mentioned also, that because it's crazy that I am the element of air for this event, and air, as Bruno was mentioning, is a little bit of dreaming of new possibilities, and I have never let myself down with my dreams. Although I had this tragic accident which left me in a wheelchair and paraplegic, and which also I suffered the loss of 3 loved ones, my dad, my sister, my boyfriend, but I never stopped dreaming of a better life, of becoming who I was back then, but in my new reality. So it ties down to this energy of just keep on going, although life keeps you down, and yeah, it grounds you to worse things, but I kept on moving, and that's the cool aspect also about this event, that it breaks your limit, because not all of the people that are gonna be there are experts at exercising, but I am. I'm not an expert, but I love it's something that also kept me going through these hard times, this passion of always exceeding myself, because I was an athlete before my accident, and I keep on doing it. So
that's wonderful.
That brings me, it's my energy.
Wonderful. I mean, this brings in a good point, because, Bruno, you're a psychologist, and what we're looking at here with Sabrina, I mean, we're not looking at tremendous physical rehabilitation, but how, when you have an issue like this, how do you deal with that psychologically? Because that is a lot of the... You've got to have really good strength psychologically, don't you, to deal with these issues?
Yes. I mean, the ability for every one of us, no matter which circumstance we undergo in life, the ability to stay present. What's really your reality right now? And understanding that the building blocks are always only in the present, and starting to build from that moment, you know, because there is a space for dwelling, for grieving, for mourning everything that has happened in the past. But no matter how hard it has been, there is a moment also to honor and celebrate your present moment. And if you become your present moment, you start building from what you are and from your energy today, not projecting your past, letting it build your future. You know? So by staying present, and I know that this, you know, it might sound like Instagram post, because everybody says, you know, be present, be present, be present. But the core, the real core of staying present is the ability to be grateful for what you really have right now, because the perception of the past can, you know, put a shadow in everything that you do have in the present moment, you know? So you kind of have to, at some point when you're ready, you have to decide, you know, what do I want to create, and from where do I want to create my future? Am I going to let my past build my future, or am I going to let my present moment build my future? And that ability, it becomes more than psychological. It becomes very integral, for me, psychology alone, it's not a complete circle. It has to come from understanding emotion, understanding energy, and how you store that energy of trauma in your fascia. You know, understanding your core, which should be in connection with your unconditional love and your self-love.
Okay. And tell me, let's get to the event. I mean, Flamenco Fit, how does this actually work, Sabrina? I mean, the people that go along say, oh, you know, let's go along and get involved. How does it work? What's the event going to actually sort of, how's it going to function?
Okay, yes. Yeah. So first of all, the first thing you got to do to actually go to this event is buy the tickets, Impana tickets, but it's only $5. It's really symbolical. Mm-hmm. And you, with these $5, you get the whole experience. You get a kit with some surprises. You're gonna, if you want to go, then go ahead and buy your ticket. And then you go this Sunday at 9 a.m. It's when the experience as a whole starts. And this period, you're gonna interact with some booths with surprises. I'm not gonna spoil what these surprises are gonna be, but you go ahead and leave this experience first. And then at 11 o'clock is when the training and flamenco fit event starts. You're gonna go ahead and then you're gonna leave with some Nike athletes, me being one of them, leading the arms part, because as I said, it's gonna, and then you're gonna follow what we are dictating. Let's say you're gonna follow with our guide, but at the same time you're gonna be like the main character of this show, because there's gonna be lights, there's gonna be music, there's gonna be screens, and the whole backstage of experience. You're gonna feel like you're the main character of it. That's the cool part.
Wonderful, yeah. And tell me, how does it all sort of fit together? I mean, the flamenco side, for instance, how does that fit in?
Okay, so Anita Loinas, it's the owner of this huge academy, Flamenco Academy. So we're going to have flamenco dancers from her academy being behind us. So, for example, I am not a flamenco dancer, of course, nor the other Nike athletes are as well. Only Anita, she's a flamenco, she's a bailadora. But, for example, I'm going to do some arm exercises, and then behind me, these dancers are going to flamenco it. Let's say, I'm gonna add the flamenco essence to my routine, let's say, and then you can be part of it and add your flamenco essence to it as well.
Oh, wonderful! Now you mentioned about being an athlete. Are you still following on with your athletics, but obviously with your wheelchair? So how are you doing with that? Your athletics.
Yeah, I needed to add this part of me, because as Bruno said, it's an essence of me. I was an athlete, and then I had to continue on to find a way to adapt it to my reality, let's say. So I first started with swimming. I used to swim before, so I relearned to swim, and then this all went to doing just gym, going to the gym, and some strength training, cardio, etc. And then I added wheelchair racing. So I have done 2 half marathons. I just went to the Miami Marathon. Yeah, great. And then also I do boxing. So I try to integrate all the aspects of sports and athletics to my new life.
That's wonderful, and it's absolutely brilliant. And tell me, Bruno, I mean, we're talking about the sort of the physical aspect there with Sabrina, but we touched on earlier the mental, because there is more attention being paid right now, I'm happy to say, about people's mental health. And a lot of people, you know, not gone through the kind of trauma that Sabrina's been through, but, you know, we've just come out of a very traumatic period for a lot of people. And you don't see mental disability the same way as, for instance, you would see Sabrina's disabilities. How do people these days cope with mental disability?
I think that the understanding of actually the phrase mental health is way beyond mental.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more emotion. It's way more understanding how we store that in the body. You know, it's understanding how the nervous system works. Mm-hmm. You know, it's various things that happen at the same time. You know, to preserve, you know, the species preservation aspect of ourselves. So everything gets triggered at the same moment, you know. So it's, for example, like when people tell you, like, change your thoughts and you'll change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but changing your thoughts is not as easy as you think. Why? Because the emotion that you experience, the way you feel about yourself, creates the echo of what you think. So you have to really go through a new experience.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand what's going on in the body, how your body is trying to protect itself. So that conversation about mental health is forever evolving, but from COVID to here at a much faster pace.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of event, I mean, I've been friends with Anita for like more than 12 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing and very unique thing about this event is that everything is being fused. She fused flamenco with fitness because flamenco has a core stability, you know, and she found a very unique characteristic of how the body has to strengthen through those movements,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
mm-hmm.
that's what she created. But now she's fusing it with all these people
mm-hmm.
and with all this other information, you know, so it creates a unique energy of what's going to happen in that event, you
mm-hmm.
know, because we're all going to give our 100%. Sabrina, for me, is like and I haven't had the pleasure yet to, you know, to sit down with her and,
mm-hmm.
and talk, you know, like friends, but and it'll happen way sooner than we think, I'm sure. But she's the perfect example of how you can recreate yourself and reinvent yourself every day. And that is the essence of the actual event. Recreating something
mm-hmm.
from different things that we think that are already set, but when you fuse them, you create a complete different energy, and that can we do. We can do it individually in our own lives too.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Manuna, I hope you're all listening out there. This is just to remind everybody. This is going to be on Sunday, the 5th of March. It's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning, the Atlapa Islands. And it'll go on till around about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that's the idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Sabrina, it's been lovely talking to you. It's lovely to meet you. And, you know, I'm just absolutely full of admiration for you for coming away with such positivity with what happened to you as well. And Bruno, to you as well, big thank you. And we're going to post information on our webpage today. We'll have some links to your Instagram and how people can get tickets for Sunday. So again, thank you so very much, and have a great event. I'm sure you will.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Pleasure. Have a great day.
And to you. There you go. Bruno and Sabrina, as I said, we will put information on our website today, so you can check it all out there as well. But do go along. It's going to be a great event. Back to the music.
Sway me more. When the rhythm starts to play. ocean hug the shore. Hold me close, sway me more.
There we go, yes, not flamenco, but a little bit of mambo there. That was a great version, Shaft, and mucho mambo, that version of Sway. One thing I want to tell you about, talking to Sabrina and Bruno then, tomorrow morning, being Wednesday, yes, it'll be a WTW tomorrow, welcome to Wednesday, we're going to be giving away a couple of tickets for that event on Sunday, so stay tuned tomorrow for that. We like to do that sort of in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We've got most of our people in the cars or in the traffic or whatever. Somebody there can do the WhatsApping. But tomorrow morning, we'll give a couple of tickets away to that Flamenco Fit event on Sunday morning. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. And let me see, what else? Tomorrow, All Being Well, we'll be talking with Andreas and looking at what's on at the movies. And, it says his name's been rubbed off the board. Perhaps we won't be. We'll have to see, won't we? That's the one thing about the show. You never know what you're going to get. Anyway, that has sort of brought us towards the end of this morning's program. Let me just say a big thanks once again to Sabrina. What an amazing lady. And the accident we were referring to there, of course, I told you earlier on, was the vehicle, the car came out, and if you remember, went through the wall or went through the barrier of a building, and the car fell a couple of stories, or about, you know, down onto the ground. Tragic event. And Sabrina, I mean, mental and physical strength. What an example to all of us. And also to Bruno, big thank you to him, and he'll be taking part in that event on Sunday. So thank you to them. Thank you to my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, to Yasmin. She's off at an event at the moment. Big thank you to her, my co-producer, Neil Danby, who gets a lot of our background information for us, especially on things like birthdays and so on and so forth. So a big thanks to Neil, the boys and girls, the group of Grada, who keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. Want to advertise with us or sponsor the program? We'll be happy to have you on board. You can let us know by WhatsApping on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. All right, or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. Well, it just remains for me to say, as always, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, Wednesday, please, 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 all right, do it carefully. What do I say? What do I want to be doing at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.